Is there anyone in your family with similar problems? A genetic disposition is not unusual.
My mother had to have a knee replacement in her 70s, but she had rheumatoid arthritis. I hope I don't have the same.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von das PTA-Magazin. Mein Name ist Julia Pflegel und ich bin die Chefredakteurin des Magazins. Unsere aktuelle Folge der Serie Englisch für PTA beschäftigt sich mit Rheuma. Eine Kundin kommt mit Knieschmerzen in die Apotheke. Im Laufe des Gesprächs berichtet sie der PTA, dass ihre Mutter unter rheumatoider Arthritis leidet und sie sich Gedanken macht, ob sie ebenfalls erkrankt sei. Hören Sie den Dialog zwischen PTA und Kundin und frischen Sie Ihre Englischkenntnisse auf. Wenn Sie den Dialog mitlesen möchten, klicken Sie auf www.das-pta-magazin.de/englisch. Viel Spaß beim Zuhören.
Good morning. What can I do for you?
I'd like something for the pain in my knee.
How long have you had it?
It's been this bad for about a week.
Have you injured it in any way?
No, it just seemed to appear from nowhere.
Can you describe how it feels?
Well, to begin with, the knee was just a bit stiff in the morning. Then it started hurting as I was hurrying to the bus stop on my way to work. The more I move, the worse it gets.
Is it swollen?
Yes, and tender.
What have you done so far?
I've been putting my feet up in the evenings with a cold compress on my knee, and I've taken a painkiller once or twice this week. It hasn't really helped, though.
A hot water bottle or a grain pillow may be better to relax the muscles, but whether hot or cold is better is often a case of trial and error. Is there anyone in your family with similar problems? A genetic disposition is not unusual.
My mother had to have a knee replacement in her 70s, but she had rheumatoid arthritis. I hope I don't have the same.
Well, in that case, you should definitely see your healthcare provider as soon as possible. Early diagnosis is imperative in order to prevent damage to the joint. You may even be referred to a specialist for tests.
Oh dear, what kind of tests would that involve?
Blood tests to determine inflammatory processes in the body. And if you've been bitten by a tick, to eliminate Lyme disease. There will be x-rays and possibly MRI scanning.
Is the damage to the joint reversible?
Well, currently we don't really know what it is. In any case, early diagnosis is important, as in many cases it's possible to achieve clinical remission.
Can I do anything to reduce the pain?
I can recommend external treatment with pain ointment containing diclofenac, for example. If you prefer a natural product, you could choose an ointment with comfrey. If you use the diclofenac formula, you should remove any superfluous cream with a tissue and dispose of it in the residual household waste instead of washing it off. Diclofenac has been found in lakes and rivers, and it harms the fish population. That should be avoided whenever possible.
How awful. I don't want that. What else can I do?
An appointment with your doctor should have top priority. Would you like me to show you the applications?
Yes, please. Do you stock grain pillows too?
We do.
You've been very helpful. Thank you.
Das war unsere aktuelle Episode vom PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von das PTA-Magazin. Danke, dass Sie zugehört haben. Wir freuen uns über Downloads, Likes und Kommentare. Auf Wiederhören, bis zum nächsten Mal.